Blessed be your name,
wonderful Lord,
O Lord, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
sing hymn number 5 in our camp books, hymn number 5.
Oh,
has saved.
Years at camp, Jesus has been lifted up and magnified. All these 70 years, that has been the main theme of this camp, glorifying Jesus. And another thing is the Word of God, how the Bible, the words of Jesus, the inspired Word of God, has become real to all of us and has been preached from this pulpit all these years. I'm so thankful for that. And I'd like to express thanks and appreciation to our brother John and Sister Diana and Sister Eleanor for being our minister for this period. I thank the Lord that he is faithful,
yes,
to bring his word to us through his vessels, through his ministers. May God bless them.
Yes,
may God allow the words that we heard that pierced our hearts, that spoke to us. May these words grow and become more real.
Oh, hallelujah.
I know he has a plan for everyone in this camp. We always say that people do not come here by accident, but people are here by the appointment of God.
Amen.
Yes.
We do believe it. And I pray that the words that we have heard and the way the Lord has come to us in many ways will stay with us and grow in our hearts as we continue to look to just Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. Oh,
it was originally going to be the whole staff, but then we gathered a little late.
But if you feel ready, staff, you're welcome to sing with us. But we're singing page 76, Nothing Less, in the White Book. And we've been singing that a lot from what I hear. But I was thinking of a song we could sing because you're leaving tomorrow, but John has to sit down. And we wanted to sing a song. And so I was singing Nothing Less this morning while I was sweeping the beach. And then Sarah talked about Nothing Less in meeting and said, well, she talked about it because we sang it the other night. And so we sang it the other night and then this morning and then again tonight. But I think it's a fitting song because I'm thankful that we've been able to see a life surrender to Jesus through Brother John and Sister Diana. And that's that doesn't just go for here at Pilgrim Camp. I've seen it when I go and visit John Christian and whenever I get to see you guys. And it's been a real blessing to me and an encouragement. We live in a world where there's not a lot of good leaders. And I'm thankful that when I come to Pilgrim Camp, I can have a good leader. And that's not just limited, Brother John. It's Brother Phil and Brother Gordon and Brother Paul and all the ministers. But I'm thankful that we have a camp where we can look to good leaders.
Yes.
Leaders that are surrendered to Jesus.
Yes.
And so this is the prayer of our hearts. And we've seen it in your life, and that's been a great blessing to me. So I guess we can go ahead and sing it.
Here am I.
Let's all sing that chorus together. Nothing less than surrender, nothing less than yielding all, nothing less
than loving
Savior. Here am I at Jesus' call, giving body, soul, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we give ourselves to you, dear God. We're yours. We're yours, dear Lord. We're yours. Oh, we offer ourselves, body, soul, and spirit, Lord. Take possession. Take possession, dear God. Take possession, dear Lord.